Yes, I can tell you that he podcasts and reaches tons of people. I could tell you that when he does a webinar, he puts hundreds of people on to listen to what he has to say as he helps coach them with their business. But I'm not going to tell you any of that. What I am going to tell you is that this is a guy I've gotten to know as a friend who cares about people in such an authentic way that when I feel like I'm being completely authentic, sometimes he'll say or do something that puts me to shame. And that's why I'm glad he's here, and I hope you listen to every word of whatever it is he's going to say today. I don't even know what it is. He's feeling the pressure. He's like, good God, I'm running the other way. Would you please give a thunderous shenanigans welcome to Mr. Chris Brogan!
You know, in no other room on the planet would there be a former Mr. America, several people who have made millions of dollars, and a future president, and you weirdos think I'm the guest.
That's right.
There are more successful people in this room than in several states combined. So flying here is for me to be a mirror. Like, there's nothing I'm going to tell you that you don't know. There's no one, you know more people in this room than I do, I hope. And if you don't, you should, because you're surrounded. Look, I'm from Boston. You may have heard of us. We dug out a little while ago. But everything you have going on here is just so much cooler. And I'm not just crapping on Boston. I'm crapping on many places when I say that. There are these weird enclaves popping up. Denver is one of them. Austin is one of them. San Diego is one of them. There's a few others. Nashville, sorry. If I forgot Nashville, I'd get murdered by those guys. You're like mafia, you guys. You're like, you know each other. You have this, like, I know a guy thing going on, so you can connect everyone, right? I have a nose. It smells like a corpse, like the Walking Dead. I'm charity and torture at the same time. So what I do, I mean, how many, let's be really honest and don't feel bad when you do this. How many people don't have really much of a clue of what I do besides that guy on Twitter? Thank you, honest people. There's like, that is 1/5 of the hands that really should go up. Because what I do is not especially important. What I really do is I write some books. I've consulted with a lot of big companies. And mostly what I really, really do is try to tell people, how can you use media and community tools to connect everyone together? All I do is what Joel just did. Joel put this whole room together and made all kinds of really important people show up, that somehow I get to be the guest. That makes no sense on this planet. Again, Mr. America, presidential candidate, all kinds of millionaires, and an idiot who can't drive very well. So I'm grateful to be here, but the real thing I would wish you to do, and not in some weird gamification way, is double check that hashtag later on and make sure you connect with those people that were here tonight. Make sure you shake a few hands of people you don't know. It is officially, for the remainder of the night, a no shy zone. I am shy. I'm a shy person. I know that sounds so weird and stupid. Totally true. If I went across the street, I would be invisible, which is the best part of my job. But if I went across the street, I would not talk to a single soul. It would take me all night to say hi to one person. I'm swear to God shy. Or Buddha, whichever one you want. I kind of vote for both most days. So make sure you connect with 3 people. Just 3. That's not a big number, right? 3 is not that hard. From 2 to 3. And if you came here with someone, use them as your shield. Have you met Dawn? Oh, she's lovely. You know, and just do it. I mean, not that Tom is shy, but there are people here who are. Just bring a stool, you know, just bring that person, that stooge that you can point to and say, that's the shy one. That's what I do. Beyond that, the very last thing. To put on an event like this is the most thankless thing in the whole wide world. The people who put this thing together deserve way more credit than they deserve. Let's clap for them.
You know, it's not your last thing. You got till 8:30.
Oh, no. All right. There comes a time when you heed a certain call. We could do karaoke.
Yeah.
Not on my watch. Actually, when I do karaoke, though, I tend to do Eminem.
Yes.
Or I do whatever song has the most possible words, like the Hook by Bare Naked Ladies. Not going to happen. That's not Bare Naked Ladies, is it? That's the other one. Blues Traveler. Thank you, all 85 Blues Traveler fans. All right, I have three things I'll tell you, and then even if I have till 8:30, maybe I'll stop talking anyway. I have three things that I've come to learn in my business and that I'm planning to share for the next couple of years. Number one, business is about belonging. And there's a vast difference in how we do business when we feel like we belong somewhere. In a world where we can all buy from anybody, we're sick of fitting in, right? Fitting in isn't good enough anymore. We want to belong. We want to be where we belong. If there are people in this room that have that sort of sense of, oh, these are my people. Like, I can say things in this room where people actually understand the sentences I just said without a definition that goes longer than the first sentence, then that's where you belong, right? Business is about belonging also means that you can help each other over and over and over again, and that it's going to help raise all the boats. I have no idea what he's doing. It's probably Meerkat.
Yeah, let's turn around this way.
Meerkat.
No, we're not meerkatting. We're just selfing. Epic selfie. Everybody give us a...
You could have photobombed with 150 people. So business is about belonging. The next one, I was just talking to the campaign manager of the future president of the Democratic Republic of Congo. I think that is so cool. Like, you know, there's a presidential candidate here. The last time I saw him, I was in a room full of people that paid thousands of dollars to be in the room. You did not pay that much. Go meet the man. The second is that access is the new aloofness. It used to be that you were supposed to be hard to get to, hard to reach. You weren't supposed to be, oh, I'll have my person get back to you. Do you know who I get to do business with on a daily basis? Mr. America, the future Democratic president, and Joel, and Brian G. Johnson, and all kinds of really wonderful people, because access is what matters. When you get the chance to meet and connect with people, once you get the chance to do stuff with people, everything gets better. You're not selling to anybody anymore. The other thing is you're connecting with people and you're giving into what you're into with them. The third one, the final one, is just connect and serve. The number one thing that we tend to forget to do is we forget to serve others, especially when times get tight, especially when we start running into the not having money problem, which I guess sometimes happens. Yeah, 2013, 2014, I was like that close to ramen noodles many times. And a lot of times I was like, I'm drinking whey protein shakes for my health, not because I don't have any money right now. The smoothie is my supper. What are you talking about? So success is never a straight line. And so if you had it and you lost it and then you got it back, that's what it's supposed to look like. It's supposed to be a jagged line. So if we connect with more people, if we serve more people, every dollar I made came from serving other people. Every time I needed money, I made no money. I wish it was that way. I was just like, man, I could use $8,000 right now. Have we not had that problem? My tax season, ladies and gentlemen. But I always find my money in service because it's value and you can create value. And the more you can help other people, the more you get a chance to earn. So those are my three things. Business is about what? Business is about access. I like that. Business is about belonging, access is the new aloofness, and connect and serve. I don't think I can go 8:30.
Hey,
allow me to check on my Batman watch.
Mr. Chris Brogan!
Thank you, Joel.
I love you.
I love you.
I can watch this.
Wow.
So.
Slower, with more meaning. Lean into it. I'm wearing dark pants.